This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held talks with acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, in New Delhi. The two leaders reviewed the full spectrum of bilateral relations and explored new avenues of cooperation in energy, trade, investment, healthcare and automobiles, among others. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said they had extensive discussions on expanding cooperation in energy, critical minerals, technology, agriculture, health and people-to-people ties. He said that as a valued partner in Latin America, India's close cooperation with Venezuela holds immense importance for the Global South. He said both nations will continue to work together for the mutual benefit of the people of the both countries. Addressing media after the talk, Secretary E. Rudhindra Tandon said Venezuela possesses one of the largest oil reserves in the world. He said today's discussions between the two sides focused on forging an energy partnership between the two countries as the Venezuelan energy sector is undergoing a fundamental transformation. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar yesterday said India and UK are well positioned to build a new future-oriented and mutually beneficial partnership. In his remarks at the meeting with UK Foreign Secretary Yuriti Cooper in New Delhi last evening, Dr. Jayashankar said the meeting will be an opportunity to discuss the India-UK Vision 2035 under all the five pillars of growth, technology and innovation, defence and security, climate and clean energy, as well as education. He said it is an opportunity to review the progress of comprehensive strategic partnership between India and UK. He said the bilateral relationship between India and UK has moved from being a historical and cultural connection to being a forward-looking highway of shared economic ambitions and high technology. Nepal's Minister for Foreign Affairs, Shishir Khanal, is visiting India from 5 to 7 June at the invitation of the Minister of External Affairs of India, Dr. S. Jayashankar. During the visit, Minister for Foreign Affairs Khanal will hold a formal meeting with Dr. S. Jayashankar in New Delhi. The two sides will discuss matters of mutual interest with a view to enhancing cooperation across key areas including trade, investment, connectivity, energy and people-to-people ties. As part of regular exchange of high-level visits, this visit will further consolidate the enduring and multifaceted bilateral relations between Nepal and India, the MOFA said. The government has debunked a message circulating on social media which claimed that the government is accepting applications for free laptops to students under the National Student Laptop Scheme 2026. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau, PIB, has informed that the claim is fake. PIB noted that there is no such advertisement or scheme being endorsed by the government. It added that such messages are often attempts to collect personal or financial information. PIB further urged the citizens to stay vigilant and advised them to rely only on official websites for any such government schemes. West Bengal Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari yesterday announced that a new port will be developed at Dadan Patrabar in Purb Medinipur. This decision has been taken after Adani Group pulled out of the proposed deep sea port at Tajpur. Speaking after a meeting with Union Shipping Minister Sarbananda Sonowal at Nabana, the Chief Minister explained that Tajpur lacked the necessary land, rail and highway connectivity. Government assessments concluded that building a port there was not feasible. The new plan will focus on nearly 1,700 acres of state-owned land at Dadan Patrabar, about 10 kilometers from Tajpur. Both the central and state governments will jointly carry the project forward. In Keralam, orange alert indicating isolated very heavy rain is continuing in 8 of the 14 districts. All other districts are under yellow alert indicating isolated heavy rain. Orange alert will be there in 8 northern districts today. The onset of southwest monsoon in Kerala was officially declared by the IMD yesterday. A US brokered ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon has faced an immediate setback after Hezbollah rejected key provisions of the deal, raising fresh doubts about efforts to stabilize the conflict and prevent a wider regional escalation. Hezbollah Secretary General rejected the terms, saying any requirement for the group to withdraw while Israeli military operations continue would amount to surrender. He warned that attacks would continue as long as Lebanese territory remains under fire. And with that, we end this news bulletin.